Sebastian Younger was supposed to be with his friend photojournalist Tim Hetherington in Libya last month, covering the fighting there together as they so memorably covered American soldiers in Afghanistan, a collaboration that produced Sebastian's book War, and also the Oscar-nominated documentary that they made together, Restrepo. But instead of going to Libya with Tim, a personal matter kept Sebastian home, so he wasn't there on April 20th when Tim and another photographer, Chris Hondros, were killed. Stunning losses that rippled across the close-knit world of war correspondents and also through the people Tim and Chris touched with their work. Sebastian Younger joins us from Traverse City, Michigan now. And Sebastian, first of all, this is our first chance to speak with you since Tim was killed, so we are so sorry.
Thank you very much for that. It's very, very appreciated.
Well, and we know that you are speaking now because your book War is out in paperback. You had a long scheduled tour. But how hard is this for you?
It's pretty rough, I got to say. I mean, I think journalists and soldiers are used to sort of pretending that they're not affected by things because you do have to keep working. And, I'm finally realizing there are things you just can't bluff your way through, and it turned out to be one of them.
Well, what's interesting is that Tim Hetherington didn't seem interested in bluffing his way through. He really wanted to get at the heart of things. For both of you, covering the war in Afghanistan was about telling the stories of this young platoon of soldiers. Many die while you are with them. And here's a clip of him talking to the BBC about that.
Society desires to sanitize war, so it dehumanizes these guys. But really, you know, they are complex individuals, and we have to understand that the heart of the war machine isn't tanks and missiles and attack helicopters. It's actually a group of young men who have been trained together, and when they're put on the side of a mountain, they will kill and be killed for each other.
And Sebastian Younger, you recently wrote a piece. It's sort of a letter to Tim Hetherington. I want to talk more about that, but in it, you mention the many other times and the many other people he covered.
Yes, I mean, he'd spent a decade in and out of Africa covering various African civil wars. And then, for example, in Liberia, he did something really amazing. He was with the LURD, the rebels that took over Monrovia in 2003. And he and his colleague were the only Western reporters with that group. And after the war was over, he just stayed in Monrovia. I mean, who does that? You know, he just rented a house and he stayed on for years. And it really showed Tim's true character, that war was not the point. Humanity was the point, and war is a very important part of humanity, but it's not the entire focus of his work.
Well, and yet he dies in Libya, having just arrived in Misrata. Again, I mentioned this letter. It's in Vanity Fair, sort of a letter speaking directly to him. You imagine what his last minutes must have been like, and was he thinking, what a silly way to die? Tell us more what you were imagining.
Well, I was asked to write a kind of a memorial piece about who he was, and I found that and this was in the hours after we all found out, and it was due the next day at noon, and so emotionally it was an extremely difficult thing to do, and what I found was that I couldn't write about him. What kept coming out was me talking to him, and so eventually, I just started to write a piece that was addressed to him. And the thing that he bled out, he was hit by shrapnel in his leg. He had a femoral artery bleed, and he bled out and lost consciousness and died over the course of probably about 10 minutes. And, you know, there was a soldier out in the Korangal that we knew who almost bled out. He almost died, and Tim knew about that, and I'm pretty sure he knew what was happening. And so the point of my piece was basically, what would I be telling Tim, what would I be trying to communicate to him if I were in the back of the truck with him as they were rushing him towards the medical clinic and he was dying? Like, what would I be saying to him? And my big worry was that he would be thinking he died in a stupid and pointless way. He didn't have to be in Misrata, he didn't have to be on Tripoli Street, but he went there and it killed him. And I've been in situations that felt stupid. They didn't kill me, but I thought they were, and I know what that feeling is like, and I didn't want him to die thinking those thoughts.
What would you tell him to think?
Well, I said that he lived his life the way he was sort of best utilized and felt most profoundly alive, and that life that he lived included an early death. So it wasn't that his death was senseless, is that he lived a very meaningful life, and part of the meaningfulness of it was that he was not going to live until he was 80 or 90, and not to regret the choice that he made that put him out there.
Well, I was thinking, too, when I read that, again, you're thinking, he might be thinking, and who hasn't been in that situation where you do one stupid thing, you know, and you're thinking, ugh. And maybe he might have been thinking, why did I come here? It wasn't even an assignment. I was exploring things. What a silly, ridiculous mistake to have made. But I was thinking, you know, Libyans died as well. Many have. And their freedom is as important to them as, you know, any other country. And he might have thought that.
You know, I feel like a very nice way to think of it. I'm not sure it's entirely honest. I mean, he was, you know, there was a terrible humanitarian story to report on. There were thousands of refugees crowding in the port trying to get out of Misrata. They were getting shelled. They were starving. Those guys died on the front line. There was no news out there. You know, they were in a blown up building getting shot at with other rebels. It really was combat in the most high adrenaline sense. And Tim, you know, I mean, he was a tremendous humanitarian and cared very, very deeply about human suffering. But that really, I don't think that's what was going on.
Okay, I hear you. Well, Sebastian Younger, you also write that you and he always talked about the risk you were taking. The beautiful woman you were both in love with, that was the risk. You want to have one more dance with her. And as you write, in the end, Tim was the one she chose. But we just have about a minute here, Sebastian. Has this changed the way you feel about being a war correspondent?
Yes, profoundly. I now understand the effect of your death, the effect of your death on the people you love, and I now realize that even if you don't get killed, every time you go away, everyone you love is braced for this, and this being what I just went through with Tim, and I'm not doing it anymore. It's done. It's over.
You're done.
Yeah.
Sebastian Younger, his book War is now out in paperback. He also co-directed with Tim Hetherington the Oscar-nominated documentary Restrepo. Tim, of course, killed along with Chris Hondros, both friends of Sebastian's, in Libya. And Sebastian now saying that's it for him. He's done. Sebastian Younger, thank you for your work in the past, and thanks for talking to us.